Our TV critic Eric Deggans is with us once again. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay, and you've joined us even though the November sweeps are over to talk about TV.
That's right. You know, we're sort of towards the end of the year here, but there's still a lot of great stuff to watch, and, you know, it's time to talk about it.
Okay, so what do you want us to watch?
Starting off, this week and next week, we've got a couple of shows that are set in the era of Tommy Guns and Model T Fords. And the first one is a show called Mob City on TNT. Comes to us from Frank Darabont, the guy who gave us The Walking Dead on AMC. And it's based on this idea of cops and crooks fighting for control of 1947-era Los Angeles. And in this clip that we have, Edward Burns is playing Bugsy Siegel, this gangster who's really suspicious of a police officer who's killed someone for him, but won't take money for it.
And tell this cop I am not some charity case that he should be doing me any favors. I pay my own way. I pay, he takes. That's the way the world works.
It's your classic mob picture. You know, lots of great suits, lots of great Tommy guns, lots of great assassinations.
You know, whenever there's a show that's set in that era or a film that's set in that era, you do feel like the clothes are better, the cars are better, that it's a more stylish time, or at least it comes across that way on the screen.
Oh, yeah. And they really luxuriate in the look and the feel of the times. Cigarette smoke and the jazz just sort of drenches the soundtrack. And A&E also does something really similar with the two-night movie about Bonnie and Clyde. And they recreate and retell that legend of the famous bank-robbing romantic duo. You know, if you like that kind of stuff, those are two great shows to check out.
If I can just ask, because, of course, there was a movie, Bonnie and Clyde. It's a classic. Did they manage to live up to that standard?
No. Again, like I said, this is the end of the year. You got to lower your standards a little bit. But if you're interested in seeing it retold with sort of modern technology and younger people, you know, it's worth checking out.
Okay, now you mentioned the creator of The Walking Dead a moment ago. The Walking Dead just went on hiatus. Huge hit. If there are people who are in withdrawal, what's a substitute for that?
Well, there's this great French series called The Returned. There's 8 episodes, and the Sundance Channel has been showing them, and you can catch them in marathons on the weekend, or you can actually check it on iTunes. And this is about the dead returning to life, but they're not zombies. These people come back. They're exactly the way they were before they died. They don't remember how they died, and they try to go back to their lives sometimes decades after they died. And of course, people are totally freaked out. And it's almost like watching an 8-part a foreign film. It's got subtitles and it's very well done.
So it's like Rip Van Winkle meets zombies or something like that. What about reality TV for December?
Well, that's the thing about the end of the year. There's a ton of reality shows. This show I really love is called Dude, You're Screwed. And it's on the Discovery Channel. They find a guy who is like a Navy SEAL or somebody who's really good at survival. And they kidnap him from his regular job. And then they take him to a remote area and drop him off with some supplies. And then he's got 100 hours to get to civilization. So in this case, they take a guy and they take him to Antarctica, they give him some supplies and a cameraman, and he's off to the races.
Wow. I think if I were the guy in that program, I would not make it through the 100 hours. It'd be a very short series.
I think if I were the guy in that program, I would kidnap the cameraman and not let him go until they
got
me to civilization.
That's exactly it. You need a hostage situation.
Okay. That's right.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
This is NPR News.